The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. This is your favorite podcast. I mean, you know how we do it here. This is the best you will ever get to listen to because no one does it better. I am your favorite family life innovator across the globe. Anyway, how has it been with you and how have you been enjoying your marriage? We have been running the series Common Mistakes Married Men Make, and today we move to the third mistake married men make. Never forget that last week we concluded the second common mistake married men make, and we concluded that with how to drive the car called the systematic Ford. Today we look at the third common mistakes married men make, and this one is inability to groom your wife. You know, a husband is called a bridegroom because it is assumed he understands his job description, which is strictly to groom everyone around to become the best version of themselves, which means husbandhood is a role and there is a role description. The role description is the groomer of a bride. Now, how well can you groom your spouse? We will find out. So, do you have your pen and your paper in there? I want you to answer yes or no to the following questions. One, I do house chores with my wife, including cleaning and cooking. Two, I have no problems with giving consistent affection. Three, I'm able to throw banters and play with her. Four, I sometimes sacrifice for my wife to attend a course that can improve her while I sit at home to play and babysit the children. Next, I try to listen to her without seeking to cut her short or become distracted with news or newspapers. Next, I take time to study her needs and surprise her without her asking for it. Next question, the next statement, I am grooming my wife to become the best version of herself. Next, if my entrance into heaven is dependent on how well I've treated my wife, I'm going to make it. Next, my wife is a better person than I met her. Next, I'm proud to introduce my wife wherever we go. Next, I feel very comfortable and secure when my wife is having a discussion with other men or when she's speaking with her male friends. Next, I'm close enough to my wife such that we spend a lot of time playing together as friends. Next, I don't feel disrespected when she confronts me about what I've done wrongly, and I understand she's doing it out of love. Next, I respect my wife and never compare her with my mother or other women. Lastly, I seek for her views on issues that affect me, listen to her, and I'm accountable to her in every area, including my finances. Okay, if you're done, I want you to count your yeses, right? And divide by the number, total number of statements, multiply by 100. It would give you your report card. Okay, so what did you score and what did you rate yourself? Well, you see, a lot of us, when we understand that there's a lot of responsibilities with being a husband, maybe we'll think twice before we take on that role. Because, like I always say, manhood is identity. The same way womanhood is identity. Husband and wife are roles that are optional. So you need to understand how to groom your wife. And I know that some of you would tell me some women are ungroomable. So if you have a wife who feels ungroomable and you've done all your best, can you do the following? One, find out why she's having issues. Maybe there's a pain in her past. Two, create a user's manual and deploy what we call the Momo button. Momo button is a Nigerian language for a soft spot, right? Everyone has something they're vulnerable to or they're vulnerable with. They have something that touches them at the deepest of most places. So there is a concept called the user's manual. You can get that on my website, iampraiseforward.com. Look for courses there and look for how to bond and groom your wife. You will see that course there, get it, and create your wife's user's manual with her. It saves you a whole lot of stress. Number three, become who you need to become, right? Your wife could have been reacting. Who do you need to become the best husband she can ever dream of? Then number four, measure progress. Measure progress. Go to her every week and ask her, how can you be a better husband? And ask her for feedback every week. And lastly, focus on the end game. She may have been dealt with and messed up by the people in her life, and she's looking at you from their screen. So you need to help lead her through healing so that you can enjoy the best version of her. Now, how do you groom your wife? The first thing is, groom yourself into a selfless and secure man who is not intimidated by others. I have often said that you can't put the word husband and insecurity in the same sentence. It doesn't just follow. It's the same way you can put leadership and low self-esteem in the same statement. So you first need to focus on yourself and groom yourself into a man who is self-sufficient and self-secure in yourself. Number two, seek to know what is most important to her and support her, do it. What it means is respect. It's been said by Dr. Mike Murdoch that whatever you respect, you will attract. There is no point trying to mold your wife into who she's not simply because you have an idol in your mind of who you think a woman should be or a wife should be. What you need to do is to seek to know what is most important to her. Maybe she doesn't love to cook. Maybe she doesn't love to do the traditional role. You want to find out and respect her or guide her or lead her or walk with her to become the best version of herself. Number three, accept a person without seeking to clone her into someone else. Many a man got another woman in their mind that they want as their wife. So they marry someone else and they're trying to clone that person into the image in their mind. You need to accept your wife without seeking to clone her into someone else, which is why I always tell people, don't get into the marital deal if you're not willing to put up with the current reality of the person for the rest of your life. Number four, enlist the assistance of a professional who can help in areas of your weaknesses. Many of you have blind spots, you have weaknesses, you need help even with your relationship. You can shoot us a mail, or you can send a message to the phone numbers, or you can even send a mail to me, pf@iampraiseforward.com. I can take you through a coaching session, but you can also work with other professionals and enlist the assistance of a professional to help you in your area of blind spot. Next one, give her a sense of belonging by allowing her to take the lead in the area of her expertise. Many of you think that being a husband means you must lead in every area. No, husbandhood is like head of state. The head of a nation is not the smartest, it's not the biggest, it's not the richest, it's not the wealthiest, it's simply the servant leader who creates an ideal environment where everyone's potential can find expression. That's what you're supposed to do. Create an enabling environment and let everyone take a lead in their area of expertise. Then lastly, take a feedback and make a conscious effort to adjust in the areas of threat. So if she says to you, I don't like this, make a conscious effort to adjust and take feedback from her every day, which is every week, which is why I recommend open day, which is that day in your life where everyone is permitted to say whatever they want to say the way they want to say it. The rules during open day is no one gets angry. No one can use whatever I said against the person they use it. No one can become defensive during that meeting. And if what is said is significant, you need to change it. But there are a couple of impediments to effective grooming. Number one is low self-esteem or insecurity. If you have low self-esteem as a man, or you have low self-esteem as a husband, or you are insecure, there is no way you can groom your wife, because even a best attempt at being herself, you will keep reading meanings to it. That's why you need to heal yourself. Number two is ignorance. to assume that you know what it takes to groom a woman without understanding and understudying her is a recipe for disaster. Ignorance is the word ignore, which means you have the opportunity to learn, but you have failed to learn what you need to learn about your wife. It's amazing that a lot of men don't know 10% about the reality of their wives. I have interfaced with women who were on their way out of marriage, and the husband could almost vouch that the marriage was 90% successful. No, it's not about you. It's about both of you. Number three is personal pain. When you're relating with your wife from a place of personal pain, you need to heal. People have inflicted pain on you. I tell people that the people who have inflicted pain on you were cast, recruited by life to play a role in the suspense movie of your life. You are the main actor. Your movie must get towards a happy ending. And so, everyone that hurts you were only revealed to play their roles, and you need to move on. So, you need to get help with healing. Number four, disempowering beliefs, which is often propagated by culture and religion. I'm sure you've heard men say women are supposed to keep quiet. From where to where? From who to who? They quote the Holy Book without understanding the circumstances that necessitated that statement, right? So you see a lot of husbands who do not see their wives as equal. If you see your wife as a servant or as inferior to you, you cannot enjoy bliss in your marriage. So the disempowering belief that makes a man feels or a husband feels is superior, he knows it all, despite not having intelligence in a particular area, is going to frustrate the best of women. So you need to deal with your disempowering belief. And number five, lack of exposure. Lack of exposure can mess up the sanity of your marriage. For example, if you are from a dysfunctional family or a family that is scattered, a family that lacks orderliness, and your wife is from a family that is orderly, it's in your interest for you to yield to her and allow her to mentor you out of the disorderliness of the third world family you came out from into the excellence of a system-driven first world, is to save you from you. So that when the children come, you would have both mastered how to live successfully, and the children will learn by observation. That is the way to create a new generation of ancestry, and that is what you need to do. So open up yourself. There is nothing to gain by being close-minded. And lastly is rigidity. Of course, that is closely related to what I just shared. When you are too rigid to change, my father never talked to my mom, you have no right to talk to me. You know what you will do? You would replicate exactly the home your father produced, which you didn't even like. And so, humility. It's been said that, you know, meekness is power under control, which means what I can do in my power, I choose not to do it in my wisdom. That if I've seen someone who has demonstrated capacity in another area, I'm willing to see that area to her so that it can benefit the entire family. A strong family is a family of strong people. If your strength is dependent on a weakness, there will be imbalance in your relationship, and it doesn't all go well for your family. Always remember, you are a world-class coach to a world-class player. Will your wife become the world-class performer of the year? The choice is yours, and it's all in your hand. Go ahead right now. Look for how to get the best out of her, how to improve her, and trust me, you will have a happy wife who defers to you all the time because she knows that you are promoting her wellness and her best interest. Keep loving, keep living. I'm a savior. This is Family Engineering with Praise Forward. I'll come your way again next week. Please spread this to everyone you know and let us save more homes across the globe. This is your number one. I am your number one family life innovator across the globe. I honor you.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praiseforwarddtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraiseforward.com or visit our stores www.iampraiseforward.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696 +1 780 2467955 plus 447960813430 or plus 234810857 1139.